What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Understanding Success. Success is not about chasing the latest hot job trend in the news. It's not about doing what anyone else thinks is right for you. Nor is it necessarily about seeking a job that pays well if money is not what floats your boat. It's about aligning more of your work with what motivates you. Human Motivators. Every human being is motivated by 22 fundamental workplace drivers. Our specific natures emerge as we understand which of these motivators are most important to us, and also the order of priority. Every person differs enormously in what makes them happier at work. 1. Autonomy. This motivator leads people to want to be their own boss and have a degree of freedom in their work. 2. Challenge. This motivator leads people to thrive when tackling difficult issues and overcoming obstacles or roadblocks. 3. Creativity. People driven to be creative want to be able to take time to explore, experiment, and discover new things. 4. Developing others. This motivator leads people to enjoy bringing out the best in those around them and helping others reach their full potential. 5. Empathy. People for whom this is a strong motivator relish getting to understand others and seeing things from their perspective. Also, they can help those people through their problems or offer them a level of comfort. 6. Excelling. This motivator leads people to crave the feeling of successfully completing a task, especially when the bar is set high. 7. Excitement. Those strongly driven by this motivator want some sense of adventure and at least a little risk in their work. 8. Family. People motivated by family want their loved ones to be proud of them and to know they'll always be there for them. 9. Friendship. Those strongly driven by the desire for quality friendships put great emphasis on developing close relationships, both in their personal life and at work. Fun. This motivator leads people to seek to lighten things up at work and make others smile. 11. Impact. Those who are highly impact-driven want to know they are doing work that is important. 12. Learning. Those for whom this is a major driver thrive on trying new things and growing. 13. Ownership. This motivator leads people to want to be the person in charge, not only having the ability to control their own destiny, but also to directly influence the behavior of others. 14. Pressure. Those highly motivated by pressure tend to believe that stressful situations bring out the best in them, that they do some of their best work when deadlines are looming or they are asked to multitask. 15. Prestige. Those for whom prestige is important highly value the respect of those in their inner circle and also the larger community around them. 16. Problem solving. When this is a leading motivator, people tend to get a great deal of satisfaction from finding solutions, especially in a crisis and from resolving conflicts. 17. Purpose. Those driven strongly by purpose long to be a part of something bigger than themselves. They like being an integral part of a group or organization they admire, and they want to get behind a cause they believe in. 18. Recognition. Those strongly motivated by receiving acknowledgement for their good work highly value the respect and admiration of those around them. 19. Service. Those driven to serve tend to believe it's a moral obligation to help those around them. 20. Social responsibility. Those driven by this motivator feel that it's important to speak out on issues that are vital to the world, whether political, social, economic, or rights related. 21. Teamwork. Those who are especially driven by working in teams believe that we tend to do our best when we pool our talents. 22. Variety. For those highly motivated by variety, routines are deadly. In fact, they can drive them crazy. 5. Identities. There are 5 clusters of motivators, or identities, and are useful in helping teammates understand more about those they work with, as well as helping each of us begin to work on strategies to enhance our value, as well as avoid blind spots in our work. 1. The Achievers. The motivators clustered into this identity are challenge, excelling, ownership, pressure, and problem solving. Achievers are usually action-oriented and determined high-energy people who are disciplined and focused. They're happiest and most successful working in organizations or on teams that are mediocrities, environments that value individuals based on their performances and contributions more than tenure or title. 2. The Builders. The motivators that form this identity are developing others, friendship, purpose, service, social responsibility, and teamwork. Builders tend to be ideal-oriented, with a strong desire to be part of something bigger than themselves, to align with a greater purpose. They often tend to measure success not by their paychecks, but by the difference they are making in the world around them. Managing people often brings out the best in them. 3. The Caregivers. The motivators associated with this identity are empathy, family, and fun. Caregivers are often people. Those who prefer working with clients and bonding with teammates to working independently. They are typically happiest and most successful working in environments that encourage people to care for each other and their customers, places that encourage some friendly and playful back and forth when dealing with coworkers or clients, versus work environments that just push for numbers. 4. The reward-driven. The motivators associated with this identity are money, prestige, recognition. Those who are strongly reward-driven tend to be highly competitive and have been since childhood. Their determined natures can help them accomplish great things for their organizations. While we're all driven to some extent by these types of extrinsic rewards, for this type, they are much more important. The reward-driven generally thrive in work environments that ask a lot of their people, those that encourage them to be competitive with each other as well as outside forces. 5. The thinkers. The motivators clustered within this identity are autonomy, creativity, excitement, impact, learning, and variety. Some people believe that being allowed to exercise their imagination at work is a key to their success. They tend to prefer autonomous work, want to be free to take out risks, and like to follow their own interests now and then. As a group, thinkers are resourceful and artistic, and are happiest when they are constantly putting new stuff out into the world. They're most successful working with fewer bureaucracy placed on them, in places where they're not always required to follow established processes. Embarking on a hero's journey. We believe it's helpful for people who want to make a big transition in their lives to think of the process in terms of the hero's journey. For those driven to make such a change, the call tends not to come from an external messenger, but more often from within themselves. The phases of the hero's journey at work can be described this way. The need for change. Dissatisfaction has come to override whatever pleasure and engagement they had in their work, and they are becoming increasingly frustrated, which may manifest in emotional turmoil and frustration with others around them. The call. They begin to ask important clarifying questions such as, what do I love to do? Or what do I have to offer? From there, they begin to form a clear picture of who they are, where they want to go, and how they will get there. The leap. The journey truly begins when they cross the threshold and accept that things are going to get uncomfortable. They agree to move from a known to an unknown world. The mentors. Pretty soon, they realize they can't do this alone and reach out to wise helpers as they try to find new roles that are motivating. The tests. Outside forces and internal doubts will conspire to bring them down, but the dedicated make it through these tests stronger. The lessons. They not only learn lessons along the way, but also find themselves involved in a process of development and growth. The transformation. One day our heroes realize they are actually doing something that feels new and different, but comfortable. They have successfully blended their motivators and identities and found a role that engages them and gives them greater satisfaction. The new beginning. Reborn into an unknown but better world, the heroes find themselves daily doing something more motivating. Making a good living, making a good life. What we all do for a living and how much we earn aren't nearly as important as whether we find joy and value in what we do. And we would add a concluding thought. If we can use our talents to positively affect the world around us, we are more than likely going to be happier. As we pursue our careers, our wish is that we all commit to deepening our understanding of our key motivators and start the journey toward putting our passions to work for not only our personal good, but also for the good of those around us, our customers, co-workers, employees, families, and committees. Wherever your work takes you, may you be happy and successful, and may you strive to make the world a better place.